This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
The sacred defense era, besides being a great test for the people of Iran, it was also a test for demonstration of talent.
Hussein Kharrazi, Himmat Bakiri, بیش از یک مرجع تقلید رهروی می‌شوند.
Martyrs like Hussein Kharrazi, Mahdi Bakiri and Ibrahim Himmat have many followers as our religious maraja have.
I ask the people to support the Vilayat Faqih. The way of our martyrs is the way of truth.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Hussein Kharrazi. Dear listeners, one of the famous martyrs of Iran's holy defense against Iraq during the rule of Saddam is Shahid Hussein Kharrazi. Shahid Kharrazi was born in 1957 or 58 into a religious family in the city of Isfahan. When he started going to school, he also participated in religious gatherings and Quran sessions and was the mukabbir of the congregational prayer of his mosque. After obtaining his diploma in 1977 or 78, he went to serve in the military. However, as the Islamic Revolution reached its peak in 1979, Shahid Kharrazi escaped the garrison and joined the ranks of revolutionaries. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the sacred defense of Iran.
مسئله دفاع مقدس علاوه بر اینکه یک آزمون بزرگی بود برای ملت ایران، آزمونی هم بود برای بروز استعدادها.
The sacred defense era, besides being a great test for the people of Iran, it was also a test for demonstration of talents, talents of individuals, as well as talents of different areas of the country. In regards to the individual's talents, I believe that there is an important and noteworthy point which is overlooked. That is to say, it is so obvious that it is neglected. It remains unnoticed for being so apparent. What I'm pointing at is the fact that the sacred defense era becomes an instrument for the hidden talents present within individuals to be discovered in an astonishing way. For example, we notice that a youth from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps enters the battlefield having no familiarity with military affairs. He is not involved. Then, over a period of a year, or a year and a half or 2 years, he turns into a military strategist. This is an extremely noteworthy point.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. With the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he became a member of the Municipal Defense Committee of Isfahan and played a crucial role in the regional anti-revolutionary struggles, arresting elements of Savak and elements of the Shah's regime, and guarding the vital positions of the city. Due to the competence Shahid Kharrazi demonstrated when defending his city, he was trusted and given the responsibility for managing the committee. He went to Kurdistan when there was a lot of struggle there, and after the city of Sanandaj was freed, Shahid Kharrazi became the commander of the tactical Hamza construction headquarters, holding the position of leading the SWAT team, which was one of the powerful battalions of that time. Shahid Kharrazi had a crucial role in ensuring the security of the other cities of Kurdistan province, such as Saqez, Bane, Marivan, and Sardasht. General Soleimani talks about Shahid Hussein Kharrazi.
من عذرخواهی میکنم از علمامون اگر کلامی گفته میشود و احیاناً
I would like to take apology to say these words in front of our ulama here.
حسین خرازی همت باکری بیش از یک مرجع
But martyrs like Hussein Kharrazi, Mahdi Bakiri and Ibrahim Hemmat have many followers as our religious maraja have. Of course, they are not followed in terms of fiqh or Islamic laws, but they are considered as a source of inspiration for many people in different dimensions.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. As we said, one of the well-known martyrs of the Iran-Iraq War is Shahid Kharrazi. He was a very brave commander. One of the characteristics of this great martyr was his reliance on Allah and his prudence. He would always make predictions of everything and would make preparations for them. His way of dressing was such that sometimes people wouldn't think Shahid Kharrazi is a commander. He was a courageous individual, and his courage was proven to everyone in the battlefield. He would always keep company with his fellow combatants and would take the right action at the right time. Shahid Kharrazi was very skilled in utilizing different weapons. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Kharrazi.
جنگ بدون تلفات، بدون زخم، بدون شهید اصلاً معنا نداره. یعنی واقعیت
که War has no meaning without sacrifice, injury or martyrdom. These are inevitable parts of every war. But our war against the enemy is different from the other wars. Every hardship and affliction that we bear during this war is destined for us by Allah, and we as believers count it as a gift from Allah, and we say, we all belong to Allah, and to Him is our final return. Now, if one of us is injured during war, he does not feel the pain if he has a strong faith in Allah and what is destined for him. We as believers have to be strong and show no sign of weakness in our spirit or body.
And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
I ask the people to support the Vilayat al-Faqih. The way of our martyrs is the way of truth. First, I want them to forgive me and to intercede me on the Day of Judgment, and I ask Allah to help me continue their path. Those who taught us the lesson of sacrifice with their being and their lives, with their jihad, they taught us the lesson of resistance, and with their going, they taught us the lesson of love. I seek forgiveness from Allah. God, I seek refuge from the darkness, tightness and pressure of the grave, and the questioning of Nakir and Munkar on the Day of Judgment and Resurrection. Help me, O God, I am heartbroken and distressed. I recognize you and only you as the master of triumph and success.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Kharrazi. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.